In 1971, Saul Alinsky, community organizer extraordinaire, published a classic book called Rules for Radicals, which he dedicated to Lucifer. No kidding. Scott Powell is a senior fellow with the Discovery Institute and a columnist whose work often appears all over the place, including, just recently, Investor's Business Daily. There's a column he wrote called Turning Alinsky on His Head with Rules for Republicans. Scott Powell now joins us, or rejoins us, on Vocal Point. Scott, great to have you on again.
It's great to be with you, Jerry.
Okay, so tell us about your article, or maybe I should back up, because there may be some people who aren't familiar with that book about Saul, or by Saul Alinsky, which really was a classic in its own right.
Well, it's a classic. It's a classic to the left, you might say. I wouldn't consider it a classic piece of literature, but it is a manual that the left has looked to for the last 50 plus years in order to expand their political power base. And I don't think anyone can deny that mm-hmm. they've been very successful in doing that.
Well, I think you mean the teachings of Saul Alinsky, because
yes.
the book is 40 years old, but the teachings have been out there for, you know, more than 50 years. You're right. So I think that's a great point. Now, it's very interesting. Like, one of the rules for radicals, as I remember, it said, take your enemy, freeze him, marginalize him, you know, kind of do what they did, let's say, you know, we see this in different campaigns where they'll take somebody, isolate them, destroy them, and then move on to the next person.
That's right. Yes. And it isn't just a strategy that's applied to individuals, although it most frequently is. But recently, I think we could see it applied by the Democrats to the Benghazi hearings. If you can discredit the forum of the hearing, marginalize it and discredit it, then, of course, then whatever comes out of the hearing, whatever facts come out of the hearings are also tainted or discredited.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just watching, after the fact, the debate, and one thing Marco Rubio said that was just remarkable. He said, look, you know, cut through all the noise of the Benghazi hearings. You've got the fact is that Hillary Clinton showed that she actually said one thing in private, which is that the Benghazi attacks were, you know, from the terrorists. And then publicly, and even to the grieving members, you know, or grieving family members who had lost loved ones in the Benghazi attack, she said, oh, this is all because of a video. An internet video. So she was clearly lying, and she was proven to be lying on this very important thing in the hearings.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. It is right out of Saul Alinsky to deceive, to lie. It's all a matter of carrying out, you know, an ends justify the means orientation.
Comment before we get into your piece and the details of it. Comment on both Obama and Hillary Clinton being impacted by Saul Alinsky.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama was influenced by Saul Alinsky after Alinsky had died. Alinsky established the Industrial Areas Foundation in Chicago, which was a training center for community organizing, and that's where Obama got a lot of his training. And it was training based on Alinsky's tactics and strategy. We can all remember when Barack Obama was running for office in 2008, his first term, that he positioned himself as a centrist candidate. He said specifically that the United States was not made up of red states or blue states, but that it was the United States of America. He said, for instance, that in legislation, there should be transparency, and all bills should be posted for 5 days, posted to the public for 5 days before they were voted on. He said also that...
That sounds like a good idea. I'd like to see that happen.
Right?
It certainly hasn't happened in 6.5 years or so.
He said also that lobbying should be curtailed, and there would be no lobbying in the White House. And, of course, this was, you know, this resonated very well with Americans on both sides of the political aisle, so to speak. Obama, you know, appeared to be a reformer, a mainstream guy, a centrist, and people voted for him. Of course, he got the Democrat vote, but he got a lot of independence votes. And, but once in office, he walked back on all of those things and revealed who he really was. And this is classic Alinsky tactics. You camouflage who you really are. You lie about facts in order to win the confidence of your opponents, in order to win power. And then, once you have the power, you can do whatever you want.
You know, the key word there, I think, is power. Okay, Hillary and Saul Alinsky.
Well, Hillary had a more direct experience with Saul Alinsky. She wrote her thesis at Wellesley College in 1969 on the methods, the Saul Alinsky methods. And her thesis got the attention of Saul Alinsky, and Saul Alinsky and Hillary carried on some correspondence, and she was invited to come and teach at the Industrial Areas Foundation Center in Chicago. She decided to turn that down, and Alinsky died a few years later. He died in 1972, but they knew each other well, and I think it's fair to say that Hillary Clinton is an acolyte of Saul Alinsky. She will use Saul Alinsky tactics in order to gain political power. So lying is standard procedure, camouflaging who you really are. Most people would think, oh, Hillary Clinton, yes, she's a liberal, but liberalism in the good sense. You know, she's not a dishonest left-winger. But when you look at her record, what she's actually done, and of course actions should always guide our judgment about people more than what they say, Hillary Clinton is not just dishonest, but she has a radical side to her that would prevent her from probably being elected. So it's camouflaged from the public.
Hmm. Okay, now, as far as rules for Republicans turning Alinsky on his head, comment on that, your column.
Well, you know, one could say that whereas Alinsky had some 12 rules for radicals, actually, if you read the book carefully, he had more like 24 rules, and they're almost too hard to keep track of. The most important ones, if we were to distill what's important from Alinsky, would be deceive your enemy, camouflage who you are, integrate yourself into the mainstream, even though your real goal is to tear the system down, to fundamentally transform it, which, by the way, is what Obama said he was going to do before he got elected. That's the most important, probably the overarching Alinsky theme. For Republicans, they don't need 12 rules. They need only a few. I think the first rule for Republicans is to go on the offensive. Anticipate every possible issue and move of your opponent and get out in front of all of them so as to defuse and defeat whatever is thrown at you. Because you'll remember in past elections, whether it was McCain or it was Romney, the Alinsky tactics were used continuously to throw those candidates off balance. You could see it in watching the debate last night. The commentators who are...
This is being recorded on Thursday, the Thursday after the debate, so this is October 29th, but go on.
You could see in the debate last night how the commentators were trying to throw off the candidates by really sort of cheap shots, if you will. And this is an Alinsky strategy. Throw your opponent off balance so that he can't really put forth his policy. You throw them off balance, you discredit them, you ridicule them, you marginalize them. And if you can do that successfully, then it doesn't matter what they say.
All right, now let me say it real fast, Scott. I thought there were three real good zingers from the candidates themselves. For example, Marco Rubio said, look, you know, you talk about super PACs, the left already has super PACs. It's called the mainstream media.
Right.
And Ted Cruz was, oh, he was incredible when he went through this whole litany of just look at the questions that are being asked here. You know, whereas when you guys, you know, interview the Democratic candidates, you just say, oh, you're all beautiful. And, you know, you're just fawning all over them. And then Chris Christie said, you know, frankly, you panelists are being rude, even by New Jersey standards, something like that. I thought those were very strong remarks, and the audience lapped that up, I think.
The audience cheered. The audience liked that because
it's true.
American people know and feel that they're not getting an unbiased account of news from the mainstream media, and so when Republicans have taken on the media, they tend to make people feel like, yeah, it's about time someone corrected the record. Mm-hmm. Someone took them on. And that, you know, and that's what I call the third rule for Republicans, which is to call out and name whatever particular deceits are going down. For instance, right now there's something known as Black Lives Matter. And then the Democrat Party has supported that movement, Black Lives Matter. But the reality is that Black Lives Matter is largely an effort being made to mobilize the unwitting masses, largely in the minority community, to suggest and to push the agenda that there is racism in the police today, that white police officers are unfairly singling mm-hmm. out and prosecuting. And, of course, sometimes they've had to exercise force against black people when they're involved in criminal behavior, and things have happened. Well, the Black Lives Matter movement is all about discrediting the police, undermining the police. And the police, of course, keep law and order in America. How the Democrat Party aligns themselves with Black Lives Matter is preposterous, and yet that's what's going on. And
of course, there's a word missing there, the word born.
That's right.
Black born lives matter. No, I mean, you know, I remember one talk host was saying, you know, what's the leading cause of death in America for black Americans? And all these people called up with all kinds of questions or, you know, potential answers. But the answer turned out to be abortion. OK, the fourth rule for Republicans is to aggressively expose media bias and neutralize personal attacks. I think you've already addressed that one very well. How about the fifth rule for radicals is to champion fiscal health as the essential foundation for the future?
Of course, I made that one up. In some ways, that's not really in Alinsky's teachings. But Alinsky, it has to be understood that Alinsky's goal was to bring the American system down. That means bring the economy down and bring our political system down.
To what end? In order to recreate it in
a
socialistic mode?
An egalitarian, some kind of socialist utopian society.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, worse than ridiculous. It plunges people into poverty.
That's right.
It plunges millions and millions and millions of people into poverty from which they can never get out.
That's right.
You know, it's so awful. You know, it's like James Taranto of Wall Street Journal said, you know, it's a good thing Obama loves poor people. He's made so many of them. But it's a tragedy. And finally, you say, in summary, what Republicans need to do, and we want to be bipartisan here, but the bottom line is Republicans need to realize what they're arrayed against. So how about a closing thought here, Scott, and tell us where people could read your article. We have about 40 seconds.
Well, I think let's finish up on this fifth rule for Republicans. You know, as you pointed out, Jerry, if there is no economy, if the economy collapses, everyone is a loser. But it particularly poor people have the most to lose. You know, if we have a collapse of the dollar, a collapse of financial assets, so that suddenly they're worth much less, a millionaire might walk away from that being worth $500,000, right, if the dollar lost 50% of its value. But the poor people who have almost no savings, and suddenly their wages are worth half of what they were before.
Right.
And while, you know, and there's inflation, when the dollar declines, price, you know, the commodities, the goods, typically the goods cost more. You have to pay twice. If you have a 50% inflation rate, essentially,
exactly,
prices have doubled on you.
All right, Scott, we're out of time. How about where's your website or something like that? Where can you refer people?
Well, people can read about other articles that I've written,
yes,
on the Discovery Institute website, and
okay,
that is www.discovery.org.
Scott Powell, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate
absolutely
it. Absolutely. Okay, great.
Bye-bye
now.
Jerry. Bye.
Thank you.